540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. California's first tropical storm in 84 years has come and gone, but Hillary won't soon be forgotten. There's a huge cleanup underway after entire communities were covered in mud and debris. Joseph Ortega has been digging out his dad's car in Cathedral City.
This is his truck, and he's kind of mad right now. So I told him, like, it's fine. Like, I'm doing what I have to do to get it out right now. Like, I don't mind.
Dozens of people were rescued overnight after they were stranded on a riverbank in San Bernardino County. One is still missing. A new tropical storm, Harold, is barreling toward the southern tip of Texas. Meteorologist Stacey Abrams checks in from the Weather Channel.
A tropical storm warning stretches 200 miles, rainfall rates an inch an hour or more, and these gusty winds could take out power, kick up surf, and cause coastal flooding. Heavy rain will last through the afternoon in South Texas.
President Biden is back from Hawaii after surveying the devastation from the wildfires on Maui. Correspondent Danya Backus from Lahaina.
The devastation is overwhelming.
Looking to console a grieving community and assure them the federal government will support their recovery.
For this, for as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you.
New video from that day shows Maui firefighters overrun by flames.
The death toll is up to 115. More than 800 people are still missing. Former President Trump is set to surrender in Georgia Thursday, where he faces charges of trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Bail's been set at $200,000. After a series of close calls, the FAA will hold airport runway safety meetings. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The meetings will take place at 90 airports over the next few weeks. They come after a series of troubling incidents, including a near collision between a Southwest Airlines plane and a small jet in San Diego. The NTSB is investigating 7 runway incursions since January. The FAA saying there is no question we are seeing too many close calls.
A new CDC survey finds 1 in 5 women feel they were mistreated during maternity care, from pregnancy through delivery. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Combined with other CDC data that has tracked rising maternal deaths across the United States, the CDC says their new survey results underscore the need for ensuring respectful maternity care by America's healthcare providers.
Rescuers in Pakistan are trying to save 7 children and a teacher who've been stuck in a broken cable car for hours, dangling hundreds of feet above a ravine. Army commandos who arrived in helicopters have lowered themselves on ropes to try to pluck the passengers out. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The region will experience hazardous heat in the upcoming days. The National Weather Service has put out excessive heat watches, warnings, and advisories throughout Wisconsin. With temperatures in the 90s and elevated humidity, the heat index might approach 100. Cooling centers will be running in most communities. After scamming taxpayers out of almost $500,000, a Milwaukee woman has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal lockup. Nate Wegehop has more.
43-year-old Nikki Brown stole the COVID relief money by filing fraudulent federal unemployment claims across multiple states, including Wisconsin. She did that by coercing individuals to provide their personal information. The U.S. Attorney's Office says over $1 billion COVID relief dollars were scammed from the system overall.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's Brunch It Up.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Milwaukee County ranks number 8 in overdoses. And I don't know, Calvin, can you check how many counties there are in the nation? I don't know how many there are, but I got to believe, 8th is in the highest percentile, 81, what do you come up with, Calvin?
Including D.C., there are 3,144.
Wow. 3,144 counties, and Milwaukee County ranks number 8 in these deaths of overdoses. We can blame, China. We can blame Mexico. We can blame, they're slipping it in through the borders. But the appetite for drugs in our nation is unlike any other nation on earth. And, those drugs can come into our nation. But if you don't have an appetite for them, they'll never have an impact. And so at the root of this continues to be the appetite for people and drugs in America. You may not want to hear that, but it's true. And so we've got to get the American people to protect themselves. I mean, we really have to get our people to understand that your life is at stake if you keep using these drugs. Listen, I didn't fall down out of heaven. You know, as a young person in my life, I indulged. But there was no threat that by using, I was going to die. I mean, the information is out here now. I don't think that they've done a poor job of getting the information out in this nation that by doing these illicit drugs, it could cost you your life. I do believe that if when I was a young person and using drugs, that if somebody would have said to me that, hey, man, if what you're doing could cost you your life, I wouldn't have done it. So there's no way they're going to stop it from coming in because there is a desire for it by the American people. There's an appetite for it. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Earl. I think all of this correlates with the guns, the drugs. I think there's a breakdown in families. There's
yes.
Not a strong family core. I think there's, like we were talking the other day about accountability. I truly believe that that is like right dead and center. Nobody's afraid to sell drugs, buy drugs, use drugs. I don't think we're ever going to scare younger people enough to not do drugs. It's like anything. It's like speeding in your car. You know, there's speed limits because it's unsafe to go fast. And it's that naive, nothing's going to happen to me. I do think the gun issue, we've got to not make it so easy to purchase and own a gun. Like Tom said, that you should have to get insurance, you should have to get a license, you should have to take a class. There should be a 3-month waiting period. I know that's not going to stop guns from being out in society, but I think the guns that are killing the poor innocent children in the inner cities, I think it's just a breakdown of nothing going on for them. They feel like they have no hope. They have so they turn to selling drugs because it's easy and fast money. I think we have to, like you said, it's got to be a human element here. We have to figure out how to help people and not kill each other and not use drugs and die from that. I don't know how you do it.
Julie, everything you said is on point. And the cat's out of the bag and the genie's out of the bottle, whatever you phrase you want to use. But the truth of the matter is we must make the effort. And as a person who makes that effort almost on a daily basis in my life, I know that there are some of us who are attempting to do that. And so young people, there was an old axiom that says youth is wasted on the young because, you've got all that life ahead of you And you and I were once young. I always have to tell young people that I didn't come into the world at this age. You know, I was their age before. And so they are wayward. And you talked about a breakdown of the family. You know, the fentanyl crisis and the people who are dying, these are kids in universities. These are kids who come from good families. But the pressure in the society, the stress in the society is so high that people are looking to escape. And the way they can escape, some escape through alcohol, right? I mean, we encourage people to drink, right? Drink as much as you want to. Eat, drink, and be merry. And so once you start drinking, you know, it's easier to say, okay, I'll try something else, right? It's the way they say about marijuana. Well, if you smoke marijuana, it's going to lead you to something else. But you know, Milwaukee County is number 8 out of 3,100, I think, or so counties in the nation of people dying. And these are things, Julie, that I keep saying we have to prioritize. These things have to come first over politics and all these other things. People's lives have to come first, right? I mean, these are the things that we should bring it up to the forefront of discussions, not push them on the back burner.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
Well, I also think it's really hard to be a young man.
Yeah, it is.
Society and
young girl too. Young girl too.
Yeah, I think though harder that I don't know. I also think there's got to be, you know, does us being ranked at 8, like to me, I go right to, well, why is that? Because it's easy to get drugs and it's easy to deal drugs and nobody's getting arrested or nobody's being
people are being arrested. All of our prisons are filled to the brim. We'll talk a little bit about that after this. But yeah, people are being arrested. You know, no question at all. We just have to address the appetite of it. Julie, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. An excessive heat watch begins at 9 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. 83 this afternoon, under clear skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, 69, high of 98 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Oh, the 70s. I'm going to stay in the 70s a little longer right here. You're a silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I've spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, it ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for
all right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I really don't understand why these issues that I'm talking about today, it won't be fixed. They can be fixed if we focus on them, if we make them a priority. You and I, as you know, Tom talks about, we the people out of government. These are issues that impact and affect us. And yet politically, they don't climb the ladder high enough to make them issues that need to be addressed. Because we're dealing with a lot of global issues, and you know, and so politics create the environment where these things that impact our lives on a daily basis aren't ever even addressed. I mean, not addressed at all, because we're talking about all these other things, you know, and you know, cultural kinds of things that aren't worth a hill of beans when we compare them or stack them up against all of these other issues. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, critical race theory pales in comparison to the people that are dying from fentanyl overdose. But we can talk about that, and that becomes a major issue politically, because, you know, it somehow romanticizes something with people who don't see, or their lives are so, you know, sheltered that they don't understand all these people dying. Hey, America, you know, as long as these people keep dying, and they're on their, America's going to be on her deathbed. Make no mistake at all, there's going to be a correlation between all of these deaths and this nation. You constantly hear people talking about the fact that there aren't enough Americans to work jobs. That's only going to get worse as time goes on. But let me get to this, because this is something else again. Inside a nightmare lockdown at a Wisconsin prison. Now, this is an article in the New York Times. Believe it or not, Wisconsin once again, major story. Inside a nightmare lockdown at Wisconsin prisons. You know, Julie was saying, and people say, well, they need to lock people up, lock more people up. We've got more people locked up than all the rest of the world combined in our nation. And so you got to ask the questions. Why we have so many people locked up? You know, people are committing crimes at huge numbers. Some need to be locked up. But there are other people who've committed crimes that we need to kind of look at it. Let me say this. If there's a person who's been locked up, and I was going to talk about this story several weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to get to it. And they went into prison, excuse me, because there's a documentary that's out, and I tried to reach out to the people who created it. And you're 18 years old, and you killed someone when you were 18. You're now 60. The person at 18 years old and the 60-year-old person, that's just not the same person anymore. But we have our jails filled with people like that. No longer a threat at 60 years old, or the threat that they were at 18. Why do we still have those people locked up? There's no room in the prisons. There are younger people who are coming into the prisons every day, 18, 19, 20 years old, just like that 60-year-old who we still have locked up and we know is not a threat anymore to the society. We can't afford to keep them locked up anymore. So what are we going to do? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your thoughts. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. And I say, that's my sweet baby. That's my sweet baby, 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 baby. Oh. And it would always make me sit right down and concentrate on you.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Southern Californians are still cleaning up the mud and debris from Tropical Storm Hillary as a new storm, Harold, forms in the Gulf. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
It's not going to have enough time to really become a major wind producer, but there's going to be a lot of tropical rain for the southern Texas coast.
President Biden's back from Hawaii, where he surveyed wildfire damage on Maui. The death toll's at 115, with 800 people still unaccounted for. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Lahaina.
The governor cautioning this fire burns so hot, it may be impossible to locate and identify all of the missing.
Crews have checked 85% of the search area. Former President Trump's expected to surrender in Georgia Thursday. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The sheriff says that it will follow normal practices, which could include fingerprinting and possibly the first mugshot taken of the former president.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It appears a settlement has been